5:32 morning. This is Sunny 101.5, the Jack and Tracy Show.
Morning.
Morning. Well, later on today, somebody's going to get a pair of tickets to see the Backstreet Boys. How about that?
Oh, man, that's exciting.
That is exciting. That's what excitement is right there.
Mm-hmm.
You believe it. Man. We're going to do that with What's Wrong With Name That Tune. And we are going to have a partly to mostly cloudy day today. But the high is going to be about 38. So, hey, we're hovering right around 40. For us, that's pretty
good. It's an improvement. Exactly.
That's an improvement. You better believe it is. It's 28 right now, and here we go. This is Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
6:15, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. A 99-year-old World War II veteran proved it is never too late to do what you love. He started a new career at nearly 100.
Really?
Yeah, Sam Baker's backstory is pretty awesome. So you could say it's a story of fatigues to fountain pens. He enlisted in the Marine Corps at 19 in 1942, several months after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. After leaving the service in 1947, Baker joined the now National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, where he worked for three decades until he retired. So then at 95 years old, he bought his first computer.
Mm-hmm.
And his son called and said, "Dad, you know, now that you have that computer, why don't you write down the stories you told us when we were kids for your granddaughter?" So he sat down and typed his first ever children's book. It's called The Silly Adventures of Petunia and Herman the Worm. That was published back in 2018.
Uh-huh.
And it was based on the stories he used to tell his kids about a worm named Herman. So then, but he didn't stop there. He followed that up in 2020 by publishing his second book, Oscar the Mouse, which was inspired by a white rat someone gave him as a kid. But, you know, mice are a little more socially acceptable, so he switched it from a rat to a mouse.
A mouse, right.
So what's crazy, though, is he struggled with reading while he was growing up. And, he, you know, his family says he didn't even master phonics until he was an adult. But he still loved reading. So he hopes his books will help instill a love of learning in kids today. Isn't that a cool story?
It did all this at 99.
At 99.
Yeah. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. How about that?
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Sunny, Sunny, 101.5.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Jesse Smollett will be sentenced today. He was convicted of disorderly conduct charges for allegedly staging a homophobic and racist attack in January of 2019. The judge could give him the maximum of 3 years in prison for his crimes, but it's more likely he'll get probation since he doesn't have a serious criminal background.
Mm-hmm.
If he apologizes and admits his mistakes, the judge might go easy on him. We'll find out his fate later today at the sentencing. Well, Selma Blair has been granted a restraining order against former boyfriend Ronald Carlson. He was at her house to return a TV and exchange their sets of keys when things got really ugly. Ronald is accused of verbally abusing her first before physically assaulting her to the point where she briefly lost consciousness.
Gee.
Exactly. Well, Tiger Woods was inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame yesterday.
Yeah.
His entire family was on hand for the ceremony. His daughter Sam introduced him while the rest of the family looked on. He was one of four people inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Well, if he wouldn't make it, I don't know who would.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, Cameron Diaz, haven't heard her name in a while, huh?
Right.
She says she is no longer, well, you know, interested in today's toxic beauty standards. Her perspective has really changed since she stepped away from acting in 2014. She admits she was definitely a victim to all of the societal objectification. And she says now she doesn't give her looks a second thought. She says she's like a wild animal and she doesn't care. She says, I barely wash my face. And she goes full days without thinking about her appearance.
I did that years ago. Oh, my gosh. I gave up on that for...
Cameron shares a two-year-old daughter with husband Benji Madden and hasn't acted since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are Kanye West and Antonio Brown buying the Broncos? Sounds like they're seriously interested.
Mm.
Those two are business partners. Antonio has been named president of West's Donda Sports. It would make them the first black team owners in the NFL. Well, actor Stanley Tucci is currently cancer-free, but he's opening up about the treatments he went through in 2017 and how it left him on a feeding tube. He admits that he is incredibly lucky to be alive, and he's giving his wife, Felicity Blunt, all the credit, saying it was her support that helped him get through it. All right, today is pack your lunch day.
Why would I do that?
Because
why would I pack my lunch?
We know better than to think you could ever get a packed lunch anywhere.
It would be an empty bag.
It would be empty before you got to work.
Right. So I can't partake in that little deal there.
All right. Let's see.
Pack your lunch day. Who comes up with these things? I'm telling you. Who comes up with this?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. It is. I think we might have been wrong in birthdays yesterday because
I'm glad
some of these look familiar.
I'm glad you brought that up because you did.
I did a lot of these yesterday.
Right.
I think they're sending different scripts down way too early or different prep service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but let's see. Timbaland.
Let's see. That's going to be about 45.
Oh, that's a good guess. 50.
50. Wow. Mm-hmm. How could Timbaland be 50?
John Hamm.
Well, John Hamm's going to be older, actually. John Hamm is probably in the neighborhood of 55.
He is 51.
He's only 51. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
And then we'll do a test. We'll do a test from yesterday.
Yeah.
Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
I knew we did this one yesterday.
I know.
Jeez.
And so I should remember that. I should know that Robin Thicke is, he's in his 40s somewhere. I'll just go 45.
Good job, 45.
Oh,
you do remember.
See, I kind of half remember. I didn't even realize that I remembered. Yeah, that's it.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
7:42, here's Tracy.
Did you know that, hopefully we're going to start wearing our sunglasses a lot more. Spring's coming, and Did you know you can actually make your own like sunglass or glasses cleaner? Super easy.
Yeah.
To get those fingerprints and dirty lenses
kidding.
Whipped into shape. So you just take a little spray bottle, just one of those little, you know, sample size type spray bottles.
Right.
You put a very small amount of rubbing alcohol in there,
mm-hmm.
and then you add 4 drops of, you know, any kind of liquid detergent. Then you fill the rest with water.
Oh.
Shake it up. You're good to go. Isn't that a good one?
So you just drop, how many drops?
About 4 drops of liquid detergent, a little bit of rubbing alcohol, and the rest water. And the sound effects, too.
You didn't know I could do that, did you?
I had no idea.
That's a and now
That's
a
pretty good.
And now a dripping faucet. Boy, the things that I can do is just unbelievable. Well, you know, we're talking about saving money because, you know, right now it's a good time to save money, you know, because
absolutely
gas prices are way up there and everything mm-hmm. else is costing more. Well, this is, I found this and I thought, boy, Tracy's going to like this one.
Okay.
Did you know you can save over $80 a year? 80 by just turning down your thermostat by 1 degree. That's it. Literally, that's all it takes. 1 degree.
Oh, I'm a big fan of that.
Just 1 degree,
mm-hmm.
up to $80 a year in savings. Man.
That is a good one.
And NIPSCO's not paying me to say that either. I'm that's something I found, and I was pretty impressed by that.
That's awesome.
I mean, you're going to tell.
I like it cool, too. I mean, I remember as a kid, mm-hmm. my parents would turn the thermostat down to 65 at night. Okay. And I thought that was a crime. I mean, it's just, I dreaded it. And, mm-hmm. you know, getting up in the morning, especially, you know, it's the middle of winter. And you're trying to motivate yourself to get up at the crack of dawn to go to school. And it was freezing. And I had a hard time getting out of bed. I very vividly remember going, I will not do this to my kids. I will not do this to my kids.
Yeah.
And here we are all of these years later. And I actually really like to keep the thermostat at like 67 all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And some people think that's crazy, but I just, that's my comfort zone.
Well, that's what you're comfortable with. So there
so
you go.
So are you saying I need to go to 66?
If you want to save $80 a year, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, maybe I need to try it.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 756, time for another edition of Go Figure. Well, check this out. I think this isn't the first time I've ever heard a story about this, but it's definitely worth it mentioning. The owners of a British farm said they were shocked when a lamb was born recently with a fifth leg sticking out of its side.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Heather Hogarty, part owner of White House Farm in the Northumberland area, said the five-legged lamb was born as a part of a set of triplets on February the 22nd, and the animal appears to be in good health. It's unusual, but animals have something a bit different. It does happen when you get animals born with disabilities, but don't see them as sadly they get put down if something like that usually happens. But this one seems to be, you know, fine. Extra limbs are believed to occur in about 1 out of every million lamb births. So that
wow.
Yeah, that's pretty rare. But
a special little guy.
Yeah, he's special. Hogarty said the lamb is actually the second to be born with a fifth leg at their farm. This is the second time this happened. Wow. Talking about somebody should buy lottery tickets, huh?
no doubt.
A sheep born about a decade before the new arrival had an extra leg in the center of her body. The limb had to be removed, and Quinto went to have a long and healthy life. Okay, so that's cool. But you've got, I'm looking at a picture of you. You'd have to, you would have to take a picture of it for, because you telling people that story, you wouldn't have a leg to stand on. You know what I mean?
Jack.
What?
Jack.
You wouldn't.
Oh, gee. Ba-dum-bum.
Brie-fash.